From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Judge Sonia Sotomayor spent the day trying to persuade Republican senators that she does not let her personal biases influence the decisions she makes as a judge. She's in line to be the country's first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions went through a list of controversial statements from Sotomayor. In one, she said the Court of Appeals is where policy is made. Sotomayor told Sessions, you have to look at the quote in context.
That is very clear that I was talking about the policy ramifications of precedent and never talking about appellate judges or courts making the policy that Congress makes.
Judge, I would just say I don't think it's that clear.
Sotomayor maintained a slow, even tone. Even his questioning sometimes became heated. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats in the House have unveiled a health care overhaul bill complete with a financing package, and President Obama has already delivered his blessing to the proposal. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
House leaders made some key changes to the bill from the version originally introduced last month, including making more small businesses eligible for government help to provide their employees with insurance. But the key difference between the two versions is the fact that this one includes the mechanisms to pay the roughly $1 trillion price tag over 10 years. The bill would impose a surtax on the wealthiest 1.2% of Americans. It would affect only those individuals with incomes above $280,000 and families with incomes over $350,000. The rest of the money would come from changes within the health care system. President Obama praised the bill, saying it will, quote, begin the process of fixing what's broken about our health care system. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama traveled to Michigan today, where he told an audience at a community college there the jobs of the future will require additional training, in many cases post-high school education. Speaking at Macomb Community College in Warren, Michigan, the president said a proposal to provide $12 billion to two-year community colleges could help an extra 5 million Americans earn degrees and certificates over the next decade.
It will reform and strengthen community colleges like this one from coast to coast, so they get the resources that students and schools need and the results workers and businesses demand.
Michigan has been hard hit by layoffs in the auto industry, currently has the highest unemployment rate in the nation at around 15%. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is putting state employee unions on notice. He's preparing for yet another round of layoffs as the state struggles to deal with a more than $26 billion budget shortfall. He notified workers today that 2,000 more state jobs could be cut. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 27 points today. This is NPR News. A terrifying situation for some Southwest Airlines passengers who had to make an emergency landing last night in West Virginia. That was after their plane, en route from Nashville to Baltimore, developed a foot-long hole in the cabin. Passengers aboard the Boeing 737-300 series jet described seeing open sky through the hole that opened up in the plane's tail section. The cabin lost pressure, but there are no reports of any serious injuries. Southwest says it's since inspected 200 other airplanes identical to the jet and found no problems. There were 126 passengers and crew aboard the aircraft. In Sudan, more than a dozen women in the capital city of Khartoum were arrested recently for wearing trousers at a cafe. Sudanese authorities say the trousers are against Sharia law and reportedly flogged several of the women, but some of the women may not have been subject to the law. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
The peace agreement that ended a more than 20-year civil war between Sudan's Muslim North and Christian South stipulates that Sharia law does not pertain to southern Sudan, and that northern authorities may not strictly impose Sharia law on southern Christians who live in the north. But a United Nations worker who was arrested, along with several other women in the northern city of Khartoum, says that some of the women charged with wearing trousers were southern Christians. A southern Sudanese politician is now calling for an investigation into the matter. The incident has come at a time when relations between North and South are fraying. Next year, southern voters are supposed to decide whether they will remain in a union with the North or declare independence. And both sides are said to be arming for the possibility of another war. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Addis Ababa.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.